Hello. Welcome to the Desktop Virtualization Immersion session, which is a part of the People-Centric IT track. Today, we will talk about desktop virtualization, the key aspects of Microsoft Desktop Virtualization solution and technologies. We will talk about different scenarios, and then finally, we will dive into the demo environment. We will actually walk you through different experiences. My name is Demi Abus, and I'm responsible for core product management of Microsoft Desktop Virtualization and VDI solution and technologies. And I have Simon May.
And I'm an infrastructure technical evangelist at Microsoft, which means that I put together the infrastructure that enables access to various different parts of the infrastructure from client devices. And I'm going to be doing most of the demos today.
So we will first talk about rich end user experience, and we will talk about in general desktop virtualization, why it is important, especially in the consumerization of IT era. Consumerization of IT is a very key trend. We are all experiencing this. A lot of employees are bringing their own devices. I think, have 5 devices on my own. Simon, how many devices do you have?
I think at any one point in time, I probably carry around about 3 devices with me, but I also at home have another 2, another 3, another 5. I kind of lose track. I'm one of those people that just has lots and lots of bits of hardware. I can't really stop spending money on nice, shiny devices, unfortunately.
We all do. So we have a lot of different devices. I have five devices, and every day I want to have another one. So we are seeing this with the users and the companies as well. They are bringing their own devices to work. They want to use these devices. They want to be more productive on these devices. Whenever they go for a vacation, they would like to connect back to work and maybe send that critical email or important spreadsheet. So they definitely want to be productive in their personal devices. And the devices are so different variety. They're different platforms. They're different operating systems. So this poses a challenge for IT in general. IT is really concerned about security and data compliance. They would like to make sure that when these devices come into the work platform, the IT structure remains compliant. Desktop virtualization is actually a great technology to address that because users can access their corporate desktops and applications through a secure gateway. So data is secure, and employees are happy because they can connect from any device, anywhere, anytime. It doesn't matter whether they're traveling or whether they're on vacation, whether they're in a coffee house, they can access to their corporate applications right away. We take desktop virtualization very seriously in Microsoft. So we have been advancing our solutions in the last decade significantly. And when we think about Microsoft Desktop Virtualization, we really think about 3 things: rich end user experience, the management capabilities that we bring to the table, and the value that we provide. Because there are a lot of organizations with tight resources, and they would like to make sure that they can deploy desktop virtualization without breaking the bank. And we have great technologies to unblock some of the barriers in the market. And we will talk about that in detail later in the storage demos. And we also believe in providing different types of choices to our customers. We don't push our customers to a certain type of deployment. We don't say you have to do virtual machine-based deployments. We tell them you can do session-based deployments if you'd like. You can just do app streaming. So it's totally up to the different type of use case scenarios that you have within the organization. With that, let's dive in to rich user experience. We all know that customers are not going to use something that is slow or that is not compatible with the applications that we have. The most important thing here is really to make sure that everybody has the same local-like experience. Otherwise, they wouldn't use it. Nobody would want to remote to applications if the experience is slow. So with Microsoft, we really spend a lot of time to make sure that we provide that experience to our end users at Windows Server 2012 and Windows Server 2012 R2. And also with the Microsoft Remote Desktop app, we have enhanced that experience, and we actually made it possible for our users to connect to their corporate desktops and applications from any device. iOS, Android, Mac OS X, and Windows 8, all of these different types of devices, users can connect to their desktops and applications.
I think there's some really fantastic things to point out on this point. The fact that we actually have access to all of these different devices and they all can access the same piece of infrastructure is really quite a big advancement from where we were in previous releases of our VDI product. In fact, at the moment, we actually see really good experiences happening across those devices, and we're starting to see that we're updating those apps really, really regularly. That regular update means that as we start to notice little things, it allows us to move forward. We can actually put an enhancement in place, and all of those apps are just available through the App Store for each platform. So it's nice and easy for people to be able to get hold of the application and to be able to get hold of the very latest version of that application.
And the good thing is, like, when actually once they download the application, it's so easy to just access the corporate desktop environment. I mean, I'm so tired of like keeping track of all the passwords I have. It's just so frustrating. I always forget them, and I need to, you know, just keep clicking on that, you know, forgot your password link.
Yeah, it's one of the best things that we do, actually. To be honest, I really do love this feature. By going out there and just creating a DNS entry inside of your public-facing DNS that has a very particular name. We won't get into that right now. You can find that in the documentation. But by creating that DNS entry, any user can just type their some piece of information that they know in, basically their email address, into the remote desktop client, and they'll automatically discover all of their work resources. Really nice, simple way for people to be able to get on board.
Exactly. And finally, with specifically accessing applications and how they integrate back to our Windows 8 environment, it's just so seamless. In the past, you had to go through the single entry point, and you knew that it is just remote. It wouldn't be local, so it wouldn't be integrating to your desktop. With Windows 8, actually, literally, the remote apps are behaving like local apps. They render similar. The thumbnail shows the right application.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my favorite technical improvements inside of Server 2012 R2 is that when we're showing a remote app which has an area of transparency inside of it, what's called alpha shading, that actually allows us to be able to now transfer the transparency to the client. So previously, you see, say, a gray desktop, because a gray desktop was what you had on the Windows server that was serving up that remote app. Now, you see a photograph of your kids because that's what you've got on your own desktop. It makes the experience so much more enjoyable for the end user.
Exactly. So we really enhanced the user experience with Windows Server 2012 R2 and with the introduction of Microsoft Remote Desktop Apps. Users experience local-like applications with remote app or anything they access to. So let's dive into the demo experience and let's see how these play out in real life.
So in this demo, we're going to have a look at actually taking a device, which is somebody's home device, in this case Vince. He's going to take that particular piece of kit, and then he's going to go to the Windows Store, go and get hold of the remote desktop app, and then he's going to actually connect up and get hold of his work resources on his home device. So he's going to connect into our infrastructure. We're going to show you what it's like to use the infrastructure before, in a later video, we start to build some of it out. So I'm going to go ahead and go into my demo experience here, and we're going to select to start running through. We'll then go and start Vince's personal device up. I'll maximize the screen so that we can see things a little better. And once I've done that, we can now see Vince's personal desktop. He's obviously got access to the Windows Store, and he's in a non-domain join environment here. He's going to be quite happily going off and finding whatever apps he wants, and we'll type in remote into here. Finds the remote desktop app for us very quickly. We'll go into the store page for the remote desktop app. And just before Vince goes and installs the application, he's going to go and do something very important. He's going to go and check that it is the application which has been published by us, by Microsoft, because he wants to make sure he really is downloading the right thing. Having done that, he's just going to go and click install. And this is the first time that he's actually taken anything from the Windows Store on his own personal device. So he's going to start to log in with his Microsoft account. Because I'm doing a demo, I don't want the entire machine to synchronize with Vince's Microsoft account, so we're just going to log into each application separately. So I'm just going to type in Vince's email address here. And we'll pop his password in as well.
It's amazing that actually you can only log in with the username and password.
Yeah, it's going to actually go off there, and hopefully I've got those details right, and we'll see an installing application appear in the top right-hand corner. There we go. So our application is installing. And away goes the install. There we go, all finished. So we now see that the remote desktop app was installed. But rather than just clicking on that toast notification there to find it, I'm going to go to the back to the start screen, and we see that it's Windows 8.1. It doesn't appear immediately on the start screen, but I can just go down to the All Apps menu, and I'll find all of my applications, including the new Remote Desktop app. So we'll fire that up. Basically, we're at the unconfigured Remote Desktop app. So the very first thing that I'm going to go and do is select Access Remote App and Desktop Connections. That's then going to ask me for my URL, so the details for my organization. Luckily, I have those copied into my clipboard, so I'll just paste those in. Normally, that would be something at contoso.com to make things a little easier. I'll say connect, and it's going to ask me to provide my login details. Obviously, it's going to require some sort of authentication. So again, I'll enter my email address. That is also the UPN for this user account inside of Active Directory. And we'll enter the password again. And say to remember my credentials. And it's discovered my company resources. It's found that we have two desktops published and three apps. So we'll say OK. That then shows us inside of the remote desktop application those three apps, Excel, PowerPoint, and Paint, and also shows us our desktop work resources. Now we'll go ahead and have a quick look at how that integrates with the start screen inside of Windows 8. So we'll just close out of the application by dragging it down to the bottom, and then we can see our Windows 8 start screen. In this case, I'm going to go to the All Apps screen, and then we're just going to scroll across until we start to find our work resources, or RDAC. Here we can see those two remote desktop connections, and we can also see our applications. I'm going to just pin the Excel application to my start screen because that's one of the things that I'm going to use regularly, and then we'll see it appear up on the start screen. If I then go and launch the application, we'll see that the application launches very similar to a local application. It is going to ask me to go through this trust for the publication. We'll say yes to that one as well. And in a couple of seconds, we'll be connected into our remote copy of Excel 2013.
And totally looks like a local application.
Absolutely, yeah. And I can go and drag hold of my application here, pull it into a window, start moving it around.
The thumbnail is Excel.
Exactly like a, yep, you're right, the thumbnail is Excel. If I go and start moving around the environment, I can use Word as if it's a completely local application. I can even, for example, go and start something like Notepad. Go and type in here something like Hello World. Copy that and obviously paste that into my remote application, because we do have clipboard sharing between our local and our remote session enabled. That brings us to the end of the demos for this part of the immersion, Demi.
Perfect. Thank you, Simon. Simon demonstrated how easy and how straightforward it is to go to the application store, download the remote desktop app, and easily access corporate desktops and applications, in this case, Microsoft Excel, quickly. So this is the end of the Rich End User Experience session. We went through the different aspects of our solution, and also we went into the demo environment, and we actually demonstrated the key scenarios here. Our next experience in this session is Efficient VDI Deployment and Management. Thank you for joining us today.